Now, how have these data on R maintenance affected trials that are out there looking at that?
Well, it's had an enormous impact on availability of patients for clinical trials. It's also had an impact on the development of drug strategies. If everyone is going to get rituximab maintenance, which that's not the case right now, but if everyone was getting it, that means when their disease started to progress, so they had indolent lymphoma, almost by definition, they're refractory to rituximab because they've been getting maintenance and now they're progressing. So it impacts a lot of these drugs, such as bortezomib, which is looking at a strategy of bortezomib plus rituximab, or lenalidomide, which is looking at a strategy of lenalidomide plus rituximab, or any of another host of agents that are asking the question, can we improve the activity of rituximab by adding another drug to it? But if all the patients are going to be refractory to rituximab, you might ask, do you really want to do a trial in that design? Because it would require you to resensitize patients to rituximab.